What comes to mind when you think of renewable energy? Maybe wind, solar, or even geothermal? Well, we are here today to discuss a type of renewable energy that not a lot of people have heard of, tidal energy.
Tidal energy is a way of harnessing the power of the ocean's waves and currents to turn into energy that we can use for electricity.
Tidal energy has evolved from water mills dating back to the Industrial Revolution to hydroelectric dams in modern times. From these mechanisms that harvested the power of flowing streams to rivers came the inspiration for tidal energy, or transforming estuarial tides and ocean currents into electricity.
So, it's like taking a dam out of hydroelectric power?
Exactly. Tidal power technology has actually come a long way. The first tidal energy used naturally occurring tidal basins by building a dam across the basin, which allowed it to fill as the tides rose. Captured water was then released through a sort of energy conversion device, such as a paddle wheel, to create power. This power was often used at the time for grinding grains into flour.
I've heard of that, but I've never seen it being used. Why isn't it still used today?
Well, these original plants quickly fell out of favor. They were very inefficient due to their heavy startup costs, and they caused environmental controversies.
Interesting. What did these controversies concern?
Well, one of particular significance was the proposed Severn tidal barrage, which would have involved damming the Severn estuary between Wales and England. Extensive research was done in the 1970s and 80s and found that the power from these tides there could have provided 12% of the UK's energy requirements.
That's pretty impressive. What happened to the project?
So in 1987, the proposal was abandoned due to the alleged economic problems. While these issues probably were of importance, environmental issues would have caused much more of a stir with environmental groups and locals. Reasons including that barrages block navigation, impede fish migration, change the intertidal zone, and potentially change the tides themselves downstream for such barges.
All right, makes sense. So it leads to the fact that, consequently, these tidal barges were replaced by what we know today as hydropower, or marine hydrokinetic energy. Energy production is centered around spinning turbines, whose appearances range from jet engine-like to just a wind turbine. These turbines can even be suspended from floating barges or fixed to the ocean floor, depending on the environment.
I suppose you wouldn't want your turbines getting frozen over if they were close to the surface.
Right. Not many people think of it, but the tides still flow even if the surface water freezes, which can be an issue if you place the turbines in a river, as well as water traffic, but we'll talk more about river turbines later.
So primarily, these are placed in oceans, correct?
Yes and no. The desired velocity, or flow rate, of the water passing through the turbines in order to be the most efficient is 2 to 4 meters per second, which is pretty fast. The prime areas for tidal energy are close to mainland continents or in the mouths of rivers. This is because the tides are more predictable closer to shore. Due to this, tidal energy may be more reliable than some other sources of energy, such as wind or solar. So while the sun may not be consistent and the winds may be unpredictable, the tides are always moving. We'd have a lot more problems on our hands than malfunctioning tidal turbines if the tides stopped.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. So what about placing turbines in rivers?
Right. So when it comes to tidal powers in river channels, we've replaced dams with floating dams or the fixed turbines. But like I said before, we still need that optimum speed of water. So the practicality of placing the turbines in these places can vary a lot according to differences in geography. Adjustments such as artificial embankments or partial dams might have been made to achieve optimum speed, which can result in minor flooding. So sometimes we can go right back to where we started with the environmental factor if the conditions aren't optimal.
While tidal turbines are fundamentally similar to wind turbines, they're in a much different environment, which brings about its own set of challenges and considerations. It is much different to place a giant turbine in the ocean than to leave it out in the open air.
Definitely. As we know, water is denser and thus more difficult to move than air is. This means that tidal turbines have to move slower than the wind turbines do.
Right. And since the turbines in the ocean are moving slower, they have to exert a higher force to result in the same amount of power to be produced. Just this fact alone comes with a variety of challenges. An advanced technology like this requires new and innovative developments which take time and resources. So basically, tidal energy is expensive, and getting the appropriate funds to create these types of technologies can be difficult, especially since that's not the only thing standing in the way. However, we shouldn't lose all hope for tidal energy.
Despite engineering and monetary challenges of tidal energy, a handful of developers have actually been successful in installing tidal turbines at the sea. Currently, the most notable of these companies is called Marine Current Turbines, LTD.
Right. Their system in Northern Ireland generated 8 gigawatt hours onto the grid between 2008 and 2013. Besides them, 5 additional companies have demonstrated capability to deliver significant energy.
If cost-effectiveness is to be achieved with tidal energy development, it actually has the potential to be a competitive and usable source of renewable energy.